Barrett's, Barrett's, come to Barrett's, Barrett's Liquor Mart.
Barrett's, Barrett's, that's all we seem to hear these days. Unfortunately, not everybody has a Barrett's Liquor Mart in their district. We cover Kensington, Shepherd's Bush, Harlesden, Chiswick, Harrow, Teddington, and the Kingston areas. For addresses, phone 749-7777 or 749-7777 and have a nice visit to a Barrett's Liquor Mart.
Barrett's, Barrett's, come to Barrett's, Barrett's Liquor Mart.
Independent Radio News at 11, Douglas Cameron. In Northern Ireland, there are fears this morning that the killing of Moira Drum will lead to a new upsurge in violence. Mrs. Drum, the former vice president of the provisional Sinn Féin, was shot at point-blank range in her hospital bed last night by three gunmen. One of them was dressed as a doctor. From Belfast, Eamon Malley reports.
There are fears throughout the province this morning that the murder of Mrs. Drum could well bring the level of violence here onto a new plane. The real danger now is that a prominent loyalist leader could be the target of retaliation. It's already been taken for granted that the killing of Moira Drum is the work of a loyalist gang. If this is so, going on past experience, this must lead to a tit-for-tat situation. Roy Mason, Secretary of State here, has called for an urgent security meeting to discuss greater security for politicians and people in public life. But at the moment, the situation remains tense in Belfast. Eamon Malley for IRN Belfast.
Mrs. Drum was well known for her outspoken comments on Northern Ireland. She was once strongly criticised by the then Northern Ireland Secretary Merlin Rees for a speech in which she said British soldiers would be sent home in their coffins. Mrs. Drum gave up her position in the provisional Sinn Féin less than 3 weeks ago for reasons of ill health. One of the leaders of the mainly Catholic Social Democratic and Labour Party, Paddy Devlin, says he thinks loyalists were responsible for the killing and he fears there'll be retaliations. Three men and a woman have been detained in Reading this morning under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. All four were taken from the same house without incident by the special branch. The pound has staged a strong recovery this morning on the European money markets. It's gained nearly 4 cents in London, thus wiping out all this week's losses. Here's our financial editor, Douglas Moffat.
The improvement here this morning reflects an even bigger leap, over 6 cents, in the thin Far Eastern markets overnight. And that followed a television report here yesterday flashed around the world that Britain is in active negotiations for a multi-billion pound loan to make the pound less vulnerable to pressure from large-scale withdrawals of funds from abroad. London dealers are treating the reports with caution, though. There's been talk of such a move for weeks. It was discussed informally between Mr. Callaghan and the German Chancellor weeks ago. But no firm discussions or negotiations will take place until after Britain has got the smaller International Monetary Fund loan. But the message of today's rise is clear. If the government can solve the problem of short-notice, large-scale withdrawals of sterling, then the pound, in the eyes of the money men, clearly would be worth more. Douglas Moffat, IRN.
The big boost for the pound has also helped shares. Gains of up to 10 pence have been recorded by leading companies, and the Financial Times index opened 8 points higher. Boris Ponomariov, leader of a Soviet delegation visiting London, missed about 100 anti-Soviet demonstrators when he arrived at the Foreign Office in Whitehall this morning. He's having talks with the Foreign Secretary. The demonstrators were dressed up in bandages to symbolise the 65 Soviet Jews whom they claim have been beaten up in Moscow within the last 12 days after applying to leave the country. Independent Radio News, it's 3 minutes past 11.
Michael Aspel makes your morning. Michael Aspel makes your day.
And so far, so good. A dull day with rain and drizzle, the usual muck. Maximum temperatures today about 11 centigrade. And the weekend, well, it's going to be a bit colder and you'll need your wellies as well. Don't forget, we have a competition or two coming up. If you're 47 or under, you're in luck. That's a Richie family, and it's 7 minutes past 11 on that wonderful thing, Friday. And don't forget, that means all kinds of things happening in Roger Scott's programme, including at 6 when he goes cruising.
Have mercy, baby, on a poor girl like me.
Fleetwood Mac and Say You Love Me. Here's a bit of What's Honorary for tomorrow, the 30th of October. There's a sponsored row. I thought it was a sponsored row at first, but this is a row, actually, for the Molesey Boat Club. The aim is to row 50 miles, and the object is to raise funds as well as blisters, and it's for a new eight, as it says in brackets here, a rowing boat. Well, I didn't think it was a drophead coupe. Anyway, it starts at Molesey Boat Club, and that's 5 minutes' walk from Hampton Court Station. It starts at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll take all day. It doesn't cost you anything. And they'll be rowing between Hampton Court Lock and Sunbury Lock, up and down, up and down. And you'll be able to trace their whereabouts by the screams of agony.
Capital sounds go round and round. Capital.